This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
What's the crack, folks?
How are we today? What is the crack?
Callum's moving house. When's the last time you moved house, Callum?
When I moved into my apartment.
How long ago was that, would have been
2021.
Jeez, my God.
Stint.
5 years.
Mm. I can't believe you're still there. That's nuts. It's time for a change now.
I know, but I do love that apartment.
I know, you'll miss it.
I'm packing stuff up and I'm getting a little bit sentimental.
Bro, you're moving to the best place in the world. It's so good.
The south side.
No, but just the area you're going to be living in.
I really, when I stay over at Linda's and like I walk from hers into like Rathmines Centre or past like the pub or whatever, it's just like, it just feels a bit more community based.
Santry's a class area, but no, I think just the particular area that you're in and the road you're on isn't the most sociable or...
100%. I live...
I think it's more to do with that particular road you're on rather than Santry.
I like the Omni. The Omni's great, but outside of that, there's one pub down the end of the street where it's a 10-minute walk. And when my friends came over from the UK like last month, we went down there and they loved it. It's a class pub. It's a really nice pub.
What's the pub?
The Comet.
Oh, I've never heard of the Comet.
Yeah, it's really nice. A great pizzas. They've got like a proper wood fire oven and everything. And
interesting.
Unreal wings. The Comet in Santry.
Best wings in Dublin. Go.
Oh,
I'm used. I don't like wings.
You don't like wings?
Nah.
Oh my God.
When it was first out, Wishbone. They had the best wings ever.
I just don't like them because of the flapping.
Messy.
Because of the flapping.
Just thinking of the little wings.
Wow. Even the ones that look like a drumstick.
Yeah, I just don't ever. I've never gotten into the wings because like they should be flying.
That's mad. I like Roddy Rowlands is always savage.
I've never had wings.
Elephant and Castle is supposed to be savage.
Oh yeah, Elephant and Castle is popular. I do enjoy when people eat wings and they get the little scented.
The lemon wipes.
Yeah, they're cute.
Elephant and Castle, I think, do bottomless wings for an hour on a Wednesday.
But it's crazy money. I think it's like 20 quid or something. And you're like, I'd probably only eat like 10.
Yeah.
But like, I think you look at a portion of wings is probably about 16. So you just need one. You need two portions and you're done.
I'm still on my Yuk Sung buzz, lads. Still really want Yuk Sung.
You've not had it yet.
I feel like I'm pregnant because it's all I want. But like on Tuesday, I went out and I had 2 pints. On Wednesday, we had a meeting, so we had McDonald's breakfast. I can't do something again.
Yeah.
I'll wait till the weekend or something, but like...
Blow out at the weekend. Yeah. It was funny. We had a woman on today who was pregnant. She was on the girly quiz. Mm. And
Kathy.
She was saying that she had pizza cravings. Like, that's a great craving to have because there's some that is like... Is like, I remember Nathan out of Graham and Nathan. He was saying that his mum used to, when she was craving, was the tops of strawberries with the green bits.
Oh, really?
So
yeah.
I'll never forget the woman who used to work with him, Beast, just literally taking a head of lettuce, Lorraine, and eating a head of lettuce like that at lunchtime, just chomping into it like an apple.
You're joking.
Yeah, she was obsessed. It's just, she was like, this is mental.
That is so funny. And I love Lorraine. She's the most bizarre person ever.
She'd just be chomping into
it. That was interesting that we never did that as a topic on the show when Fee was pregnant.
What did you crave?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was right there. And would have been really funny.
We'll do it when she comes back.
Yeah.
I'd say
that. She didn't really have any weird cravings, did she?
Not that we know.
No, she didn't mention anything.
She comes back and she's like, yeah, I ate like buttered celery every day or something.
What? She doesn't even eat that much when you see her. Like, she doesn't.
She had the, do you remember? She used to bring in those stinky, eggy, broccoli bites.
Yeah. She loves a deli little run as well.
Oh, yeah.
I love Fee because she doesn't eat that healthy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She's like, it's a Monday or a Tuesday and she's like, chipper.
Yeah.
I love that about her.
Okay, listen, enjoy Padraig's in tomorrow. You'll have a bit of crack.
Yes.
And see you after the weekend.
Enjoy Inish Boffin.
Well done. I was like, you're going to say Inish over again.
Let's go. Turn up.
Bin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona
on.
Hello and good morning.
Hello and good morning. Hey, I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out. I've got an awful pep in my step this morning.
It's funny, isn't it?
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know what's going on.
I've an awful pep in my step anyway.
There's something in the water.
Something in the air.
Yeah, there's a good feeling around the place this morning. I would say a feeling of satisfaction.
Can we talk about the match?
No.
Let's talk about the match in a big way in a while.
No.
Okay.
No.
We're talking about it after 8. How about that?
No.
Yeah, we have a lot to say.
But it's
a nice day. It's a good day, actually.
It's a good day. Hey, happy Thursday. This is your Friday.
This is my Friday. I woke up in good form this morning.
They have done something pretty cool in work.
Here?
Yeah, here in the office building. In the bathrooms, in the urinals. This is men only.
Okay.
Finally. Do you know what I mean? Bit of something for the men. In the urinals.
Right.
Do you know what a urinal cake is?
No, but it doesn't sound very nice.
A urinal cake is like just something you put in a urinal to make it smell nicer.
Oh,
it's just like
perfect.
A little, it looks like a little bar of soap or something.
Gotcha. But never so, heard of that
sometimes
before.
They also have urinal mats. Just okay. So it doesn't get blocked up and things like that. Whatever.
Yeah.
The urinal, when you go into the bathrooms and work in it, the urinal mats are like a green pitch with an actual 3D goal and a 3D football.
No way!
And you can pee the ball into the goal.
Oh my God, that's so fun!
I am having a great day.
Are you going to drink loads more water today so you can go and take another goal in a while?
Gallons. Yeah. You're talking gallons. I'm going to recreate last night's match.
Try and get a hat trick before 10 a.m. in the next video. If Dave isn't here for talkie bits, he's in trying to score a goal with his wee. That's what's going on. Hey, I want the girls to have one.
What could you have?
You could put one of ours like down the bottom of the toilet bowl and just have a little peek down through your legs, see if your wee is going anywhere near it.
There you go. That's good. Yeah, I do like. I think it's a good crack.
That's a good touch from someone.
I'm thinking it could be Charlie, but also I'm pretty sure the landlord is in charge of the bathrooms.
I
think it has to be Charlie.
It has to be Charlie. That's a good little team who haul there for Charlie. Finally arrived.
That's exactly what it is.
Known in my mind as the David Hammond bop.
I love it so much still.
Jazzy and Invisible on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I felt like Simba there in Love Island. I love it so much still. Anyway, listen.
Truthfully.
If you want to win electric picnic tickets plus all the trimmings, you should be with us after 9 o'clock. We give you that chance. Oh, thanks to Three.
Guys, what do you think in the room, okay? And I know that... Just hear me out for a second first. My car is a piece of...
Yeah. And that's not even a car anymore. That's a go-kart.
It is a bit of a go-kart.
Like on pedals.
It's been off the road in 2026, I feel, more than it's been on the road in 2026. It seems like every issue I have with the car is like kind of small stakes. Now, it did cost me like the guts of nearly €1,000 in fixing a few months ago. Thought then that would set me up for a while. It has just passed an NCT, but the last few things that have been wrong with it have kind of been small jobs.
I can't believe it passed the NCT.
I know, flew through.
Nuts.
Not a bother.
They must have done something to it.
I don't know. But basically... It's sitting in the garage now today, got it over there yesterday, and the latest problem looks like it's as simple as the battery needs replacing.
That's
after
all right,
nearly
that's fine.
10
years. That's 100 quid, 200 quid.
Small job, yeah. So the battery's just old, had to be jump started, not a big deal. We're off to our little annual island trip tomorrow, so we have to get out to like coastal Galway. Bit of a long spin, 3.5 hours-ish.
Inishmore or something, is it?
We're off to Inishboffin this time. Yeah, which is off the coast of Galway. The thing about it is, Jack, my fella, his car is a nicer car than mine, right? But my car is just a little bit bigger and a little bit more spacious.
Right.
And when you're going off on the island trip, because we're staying in a dog hotel, we have to bring the crate. The dog can't go into the room unless it's got its own crate, so it doesn't jump on the bed and all that as well, right?
Okay.
And the crate takes up quite a bit of space. So the options are, we take Jack's car, which is...
Thank God your dog is all right with travelling.
This is the problem.
My dog, who we all know famously is dead, absolutely
hated the car. Yeah. No, he does moan and whinge and like he'll eventually calm down and go to sleep, but for the first potentially hour is hell.
Really?
Because he just screams. And I can't cope. But anyway, Jack somehow manages to switch it off. I'm like, how are you switching that off? That's so annoying. If we go in Jack's car, because of the crate and everything that goes with it in terms of luggage, Seamus the dog's going to have to go, obviously with the like cover out in the boot.
Yeah.
Right? There won't be room for him. And I imagine his screaming will be 10 times worse because he's not used to that. If we bring my car, which potentially could break down and have us stranded in Galway for days, then Seamus will have room in the back and the crate can go in the boot. Jack doesn't want to take my car because he feels that it'll probably let us down.
Yeah, you'll get stuck somewhere.
I don't want to go in his car because the dog will scream.
Did they not fix the battery?
It's there, yes. I only dropped it yesterday evening. He said he'll have it back to me today.
Okay.
Yeah. But there is a worry that something unexpected will then happen to Emma's car.
I wonder, could you get a spare battery?
And just... Well, I wouldn't be able to fit it anyway, David.
It's only tiny.
Little lads.
Yeah.
Bring Dave with you. He'll be able to fix it. Bring
Jack's battery from his car.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'd be very nervous about Emma just stepping foot into her car because, as well documented... it breaks every week at this point.
But like, I don't think you've ever had a car that wasn't like this. I remember your last car, yeah. It was the exact same. I remember the car before, it was the exact
same. Twingo, yeah. The little snot of a thing. Yeah, always causing problems.
You have never had a car, where, apart from when you first bought this car, that you were like, this is
class.
I got
about 2 years out of it before problems, yeah. Mm. I just think Jack's like, no, under no, like, we're not bringing your car. And I'm like, but it's bigger. And if the battery's fixed, then what's the problem?
I would say, take your car.
Would you?
Just for a bit of excitement, for a bit of drama.
Living on edge.
Imagine breaking down on the motorway.
I'd prefer to break down on the motorway than have the dog screaming at me for 3.5 hours.
Imagine breaking down on the motorway with the dog screaming at you.
God, they might do. Say your garage might do a test and just to see if anything else is wrong with it.
That's the thing you'd hope, because he sounds, you know him, the guy that you brought your car to before. He's so nice.
Oh, is it Joey?
Joey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'd say Joey will do a test on the car and just be like,
they can just hook it up to a machine, can't they?
They will, like, a health check.
What do you do? Diagnostics. That's
the
one.
Yeah. They can actually, Callum, someday you're going to drive and you're going to be fascinated by this stuff. They can just hook it up to a machine and it's like getting, like, your blood's done. It's like, oh, this is wrong, this is a problem, this could be
like
a problem.
It's like an NCT,
soon.
But yeah. Not
kind
the NCT.
Of. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I have
That'd
two.
That'd be a much better NCT. Yeah. Just plug it in and be like, is there anything wrong with this? Yeah.
Cool.
Failed.
Yeah, you think in today's world there'd be a quicker option.
Yeah, so, why are you shaking my car?
Yeah, exactly. Callum, you're voting for my car.
I'm going to say, I have full faith in your car,
it's
but also...
This is weird. We're changing complete personalities. Because I would usually take the risk, but I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Jack's. You may as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's a little bit smaller, but like...
Mm. But imagine being on the motorway, having a breakdown and going, are we going to miss the ferry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then we can't go to the island.
I don't think you'd be saying it in that voice.
No, I'd be bawling my eyes out, calling roadside assist.
Callum's fault.
Totally.
I've always liked having a bit of one-upmanship over anyone, really.
Yeah.
Because I don't have it that often. Okay. I'm quite a small person.
Don't be saying that about
it. Can I just say some stuff, please, without you trying to pick me up? I'm fine. I'm fully aware.
Just don't talk about my friend like that.
If you need someone in your life to build you up, you need an M&O.
It's so annoying. Sometimes I'm like, just let me knock myself down. I'm okay with not being the tallest. I'm okay with not being the best looking. I'm okay with not being the most fashionable.
Dave,
that's fine.
Stop.
I'm all right with it. If I'm okay with it, you should be okay with it.
But
because of this, I sometimes do need a bit of one-upmanship. And I'll bring that for myself. Right, you don't have to do that. I'm the kind of person that goes to a graveyard just so I can be like, beat you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, you've lost me now. You're horrible, man.
Do you know what I mean? Like, died 1999. Ugh, I was four, man. I was enjoying my life. Do you know what I mean? That kind of one-upmanship.
Right.
It could be 90-year-olds.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair.
But in general, I like a bit of one-upmanship.
Mm.
And so this trend is perfect for me because I came across it on TikTok and it's just so petty and I love being petty. I am Tom Petty. Mm. So the meme was, has Rory McIlroy ever lost at the Masters?
Hmm.
And it was like, yes, Rory McIlroy has lost many times at the Masters. Have I ever lost at the Masters? No, you have never lost at the Masters.
Oh, that's very good. I like that.
And so I have many examples for that alone. And I'd like you to come up with some while I run you through them. Has Bellingham ever lost a World Cup semi-final? Yes, he has last night.
We said we wouldn't talk about it.
Have I ever lost a World Cup semi-final? No, David, you have never lost a World Cup semi-final. Has Novak Djokovic ever lost a Wimbledon final? Yes, Djokovic has lost many Wimbledon finals.
Yeah.
Have I? No, you haven't. Not from my memory. That's true. Has an astronaut ever failed to land on the moon? Yes, many astronauts have failed to land on the moon. Have I failed to land on the moon? You have never failed to land on the moon. Has anyone who climbed Everest ever turned back before the summit? Oh yes, a lot of people have. Have I? You have never turned back. Has Barry Keoghan ever fumbled Sabrina Carpenter? Yes, he has. Have I ever fumbled Sabrina Carpenter? No, you have never fumbled Sabrina Carpenter. It's just a nice thing to... These are nice things to know.
Yeah.
Obviously, the obvious is there, but it's still nice to say.
It's nice, yeah.
I've never lost the Masters.
No, you haven't.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never lost a World Cup final, or a semi-final, or a quarter-final, or the last 32, or the last 16.
You've never fumbled Sabrina.
Never fumbled Sabrina.
You'd never do that to her.
It's good to know. Any one-upmanships you've got?
I kind of was thinking about, you know, I just have a bit of a pep in my step today. I just said, come here, has Harry Kane ever led England to a World Cup semi-final and lost 2-1? And they said, yeah, twice, 2018, 2026. And I said, have I? And weirdly, it's a yes.
Yes.
Based on what you shared with me, you have. And then he said, I don't know what I was chatting to ChatGPT, but he said, if though you mean, have I personally ever led England to a World Cup semi-final and lost 2-1, then no, you have not. It says, Harry Kane has though, smiley face.
Yes. So you're better than Harry Kane.
I think that's true this
morning. We said we wouldn't mention the football. has Lewis Hamilton ever crashed in Formula One? Yes, over 15 times.
Interesting.
Has Callum Farmer ever crashed in Formula One? No.
Whoa.
So true. Callum, well done.
That's so
You've never crashed.
Thank you. I know.
You didn't hit a wall once.
Nothing.
That's
never
unreal.
Never had the shame of climbing out that car and seeing it all beaten up.
Has anyone ever been called a bad driver? Yes, many. Has Callum? No.
No.
Never been called
a
bad driver.
You can't drive. That's the gag.
Has the Irish government ever faced a no confidence vote? Yes, numerous times. Has Callum Farmer faced a no confidence vote? Not what I know of.
Wow, that's such an
achievement. Very good.
Brilliant. Oh, guys, more of this, please. I love this energy.
Just a bit of
one-upmanship,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We want to get you sorted with €100 cash. We have it to give away this morning as HB is turning 100 years this year and we want to celebrate.
Do you know what? I feel bad for people who are older than 100 because they've never had HB. Oh, I forgot to tell you. On Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to kill me for this. My granny is 99.
Oh my God. Wow.
And speaking of 99, we're talking all about ice creams.
She's going to be 99 this coming Sunday or she turned 99 last weekend?
No, she turned 99 this coming Sunday.
Are you doing a party?
We're going over to her.
Unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
She's such a legend.
She's great. So we're transporting you through 100 years where my granny has been alive for 99% of that. We're transporting you through 100 years of Ireland's most iconic ice cream moments from the original Hazelbrook farm beginnings to today's freezer favourites like Iceburger, Brunch, Twister and more.
Isn't it mad that when your granny was 1 year old, that's when it was like...
We should
check out this ice cream.
My granny was such a good baby that they were like, we should invent ice cream.
What we've got for you this morning, three clips for you to play and what you need to do, sorry, for us to play for you. And what you need to do is try and identify what year all of these things happened. So in cinema, it was a big year for this particular movie. It's Cars.
Speed. I am speed.
Also, this one's bringing a lot of nostalgia for Dave because...
The voice at the very start of this clip, I remember it from my childhood, from going to matches and things with my dad. I remember it specifically. It was a real... Brought me back to memory so quickly.
Yeah, that's really cool. The last match played at the old Lansdowne Road. It was a rugby match between Leinster and Munster.
All tickets block 9, 10 and 11.
This was a day tinged with nostalgia for the Watts brothers, Jimmy and Robert. Both were on supervisory security duty around the complex this afternoon as the venerable old stadium, now somewhat time-battered and worn, prepared to stage its last ever fixture before the developers move in.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant.
Just the way everyone spoke was so different
so
then as
clear.
Well. Yeah, so clear. We've really changed, haven't we? We don't speak that clearly anymore. And in music...
Oh, baby, when you talk like that,
impossible to stay still for that song.
Great music that year too. Okay, so look, we want to give away that €100 cash. Oh, thanks to HB. It's Dean there this morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
Not bad at all. What's the crack with you for the day, Dino?
Not much. Just on my way to work.
What do you do?
Work in marketing.
Very nice. What are you marketing out of interest? You don't have to tell us the exact product, but maybe give us a little ballpark.
Fashion.
Fashion. Very cool, Dean. Very
interesting.
Cool.
No ice cream, unfortunately.
No.
I love, you sent us in like a 99 emoji with your entry as well. I like that touch, the live stream touch.
Dean.
Have you enjoyed the lovely weather you have?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's just so class, isn't it? Finally getting a summer. Eating all of the ice cream.
Yeah,
so
look, perfect weather for ice cream.
You heard all those clips. What year do you think all those things happened?
2006.
2006.
And what was going on in your world, you recall, in the year 2006?
Oh, tell me you were born.
I think, I was, unfortunately. I think it was the music, listening to MP3 players cycling around.
Yes, MP3 was huge then.
The same thing. Yeah. I was 11 in 2006.
I was...
43?
I was 13.
Dean, you've got
devil.
€100 cash, all the thanks to HB. Congratulations.
That's amazing, guys. Thanks so much.
Enjoy it. Talk to you later,
Good
Dean.
Good luck, Dean.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.
I can't believe how bad my maths is that I actually was like,
See, it's when you pause, that's when I get in there.
No, I get it. It's so fair.
And it happens every time.
Very
every
funny.
Time I've ever called a roll, it's because she pauses.
Like an Elwyn. So it's perfect.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Hey, nobody do it like you.
Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? How are we?
We'll play the Tricky 10 in a few minutes. Your chance to win €2,000. I'm wondering, is there anything guys can do in terms of like treatments that you get? I know like barbering is a big thing. Hear me out. Where you can have a little nap. Is there anything you guys do for yourselves that costs you money that's kind of luxurious that is like, I can have a sleep while I get this done? There's nothing like that in a barber's,
not
is there?
Really, no, because when you have a barber's, you're kind of chatting to the barber and you're in and out with like half an hour.
Everything we do is over in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Like, for everything, really. If you go to the doctor, if you go to the barber, if you go to even like a massage, maybe
a massage
is the answer.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
But not really, is there?
I had my lovely nap at the beauticians yesterday, my monthly one.
That would freak me out. Was he getting your lashes done or something?
Yeah, and you have to keep your eyes closed anyway, yeah. So I'm a goner, absolute goner. Nicole inside and Sandy, she chats for the first, like, she knows, like, she's like, you ready for your nap? I'm like, yeah, I am.
That would freak me out, man.
I go in and lie down and we chat for 5 minutes and then I'm always like, because my eyes are closed anyway, I'm like, how is she going to know when I'm gone?
Yeah.
But after about 5 minutes, the whole room just turns to silence because she probably can't figure out if I'm asleep or not.
You could probably tell by like how your body is reacting,
yeah,
as well.
Because your mouth open. Yeah, yeah. Like.
At one point, because I have a big monster bottle of water, which I kind of had laying beside me, and I could feel her moving it, being like, just in case it drops and wakes you up. And I had a lovely nap.
That's very cute.
We all know that Emma Nolan is the person who can sleep absolutely anywhere as well.
Does it annoy you that we didn't notice your eyelashes?
Yeah, kind of. Like, it doesn't annoy
because
me.
Because I notice everything. I would never notice eyelashes.
Do you like that with some nails?
They're very nice, but like, look at mine. They're the exact same. And I didn't go have a nap in the beauticians.
Oh, God, no. Yours don't have the lovely curves that mine have now. Mine are lovely and
all
bent
you have
upwards.
To do is put your finger there, curl it, and then there you go.
It actually did work for you.
I know. A lovely curl eyebrow.
That's bizarre. Don't you think mine look lovely and
they
like
do,
I've got
very
mascara
nice.
On? Yeah. I don't have any mascara
you
on.
You should get the Geordie Shore eyelashes.
What are those?
It's not the big feathers.
The big
feathers. The ones you almost put on a car headlight.
Yeah. Good times. They're back around, you know.
You blink really fast. It's like a fan. I'll go flying.
Perfect in this weather. Keeping yourself cool with your big fluffy lashes.
Tricky.
Now, though, this is the game. We ask you 10 questions. Every answer is a number between 1 and 10. Get them all right. You win €2,000. On to play this morning is Dean. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. I might be a little bit late into work.
Are you?
I've had that night. We stay back to do the...
What do you do for work,
to do the quiz for. I won't say that anyway.
Okay, because you're running late. Yeah. You're actually registering with a fake name. So basically, what happened here, if we're right, is your girlfriend, Holly, she registered to play for this, but then she was caught at a work meeting that came up at 8 a.m, so she nominated you to take the call.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
much.
No pressure. Not only have you got us on your back to win the €2,000, but Holly's like, will you do the business for me, please?
Yeah, definitely.
What does Holly do for work, Dean?
She is a dental nurse.
A dental nurse. Wow, very cool. Very cool job. And so you're off to work. And did you watch the match last night?
I did, yeah. It was very enjoyable.
It was very enjoyable. Will you stay in on Sunday or will you go out for the final?
No, I was out all last weekend, so I think I'll have a quiet weekend this week.
Do you know what? I think that's very cool of you to be able to do. I just can't do that.
A lot of people I know lately, this week in particular, are just hanging up their boots. Like,
so are England.
You know, it's been a long few weeks. I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
you know,
it has been a week.
It's been so fun lately. A
couple of weeks of fun. All right, well, Dean, welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
Here we go. So maybe, do you know the game or is Holly more versed? Or do you know?
No, the game.
You're all over it. Okay, well, look, just in case anyone else is listening who doesn't know what's going to go on here. 55 seconds are about to go on the clock and Dean is going to be asked 10 questions. Here's the catch that makes this game quite fun. Every answer we know is definitely going to be a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. Now, Dean, we can only accept your first answer. If you don't know an answer, give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you will win yourself a Ryanair flight voucher. And if you get all 10 questions correctly, €2,000 is yours this morning. Would you split it with Holly? Or what would you do if you won?
Oh God, I'd have to. Yeah,
yeah, probably.
Well,
would,
done.
Yeah.
That's very brave.
Very nice.
Very,
yeah,
very
Dean.
Nice. I mean,
all right, Dean. Let's do this. Emer topped the leaderboard, scoring 6. I believe in you. I think you can do better. Here we go, Dean. The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1. Strat clock. Complete the name of RTE's main evening news. The what one news?
The RTE.
It's a number.
One.
A unicycle has how many wheels?
3.
Little Mix won the X Factor in the year 2000 and what?
7.
How many sides does a pentagon have?
6.
Argentina scored how many goals against England last night in the World Cup?
2.
If you have a full Wi-Fi signal on an iPhone, how many curved lines will it show on the top right?
4.
Greg O'Shea competed in the Olympics in rugby with how many players on each team? The rugby.
7.
The letter Z is worth how many points in Scrabble?
10.
How many members are there in a barbershop quartet?
4.
German singer Nina had a song about 90 watt red balloons.
9.
All right, Dino. There's your 10 questions in your 55 seconds.
Terrible.
Go easy. Go easy.
I really think you I think you loved the number 4. I feel like you guessed number 4 for a few of them.
What?
Yeah.
What happened, Jim?
I think how I imagined. I don't know. I just don't think I'm awake yet.
Oh, okay.
Fair. Now, Dean, if you were to give it a score, what do you think you got?
Oh, geez, 2.
2? I don't know what your score is. I'm excited to find out, but I hope it's more than 2.
We've done the maths, Dean. Let's check.
0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, 5.
Yeah, 50%, Dean. Wasn't
Dean
as bad as you thought it was. The problem was you got off to quite a rocky start. Yeah, complete the name of RTE's main evening news. It's, of course, the 6-1 news. Yes. You said RTE one. Yeah, something like that. A unicycle, you know, has one wheel. You said 3, but we had to accept your first answer. Little Mix won the X Factor in the year 2008 rather than 2007. You were close. How many sides does the Pentagon have? You said 6. The answer is 5. And finally, if you have full Wi-Fi signal on an iPhone, how many curved lines will show? It's 3 rather than 4.
That's very good. Dean, 50%, not bad at all. You can go back to Holly with your head held high. You didn't top the leaderboard, but it wasn't bad.
No. You didn't make a show of yourself. You're grand.
You'll have to tell Holly now to come back and see how she would have got on.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Dean, have a great day.
Cheers. Bye.
If you want to play after 9, maybe you're in a situation where maybe your fella or your missus wants to take it on, and you can kind of have your own little, what would you say,
one up
competitiveness between yous, or maybe there's a gang in the office and you all want to take it on, or
sign up and then make your fella do it.
Yeah, that's a good way to
or
do it.
Or sign up
well.
And make your missus do it.
087-711-1038. 2 grand to go. A chance again after 9 o'clock. Dave, how are you today?
I'm pretty good.
You're in a good form?
Pep my step.
Yeah, Callum.
Happy out, Callum.
You okay today?
Not really. And I've just had some even worse news that I got an answer wrong on the tricky 10 there.
What was it?
I put Little Mix won the X Factor in the year 2000 and what? It was actually 2011.
Oh, God, Callum.
It was because it was series 8 of the X Factor, so I put the 8 answer.
His time was still up, though, to be fair.
Yeah, and I don't think it would. He said 7 as well, so. Yeah.
Okay.
But no. It was a void question.
God, Callum, there's a few things wrong in your life the last
my
couple.
My head's not in it.
Yeah.
Heart's not in it, head's not in it.
Well, we've got some bits to discuss when it comes to the football.
We'll pick you up, Callum. We're going to talk about the football next.
Oh, great.
Everybody's got a little pep in their step this morning.
Not everyone
bar Callum, I think. Poor producer Callum.
And my boyfriend, God love him.
And your boyfriend is also English, yeah. It was, do you know what? I was quite nervous for the majority of yesterday because I was like, I even Pippa called me and she was like, what's wrong with you? You seem jittery. I was like, I don't know. I just feel off or whatever. As soon as the match was over, I was like, I was so relaxed after that. So that's what it was. I was getting a little bit
nervous.
About it,
I actually have to say I really enjoyed watching it.
I thought it was a
really, really good game. I couldn't get over how rough it was at the beginning. I was like, oh, they're really trying to take each other down here, aren't they? And I was like, are they trying to cause injury?
I remember you saying on the show yesterday, obviously England v Argentina last night, and there is a lot of history in this. They haven't played each other in 20 odd years. Messi has never
played
been
England.
Against
Messi
England,
played England
and then I think you brought up that, like, there's the whole rivalry again because of the Falkland War
and you've also the Hand of God, which is like one of the last times that England played Argentina was when Maradona hit the ball into the net with his
BBC hand. Did a great montage before the match of that kind of stuff, and it was like, it just, I think it riles everyone.
I saw that. I did see that, yeah. I was watching it. The thing about it was, I will say, obviously a lot of Irish people thrilled to bits this morning because we have this epic island trip this weekend with like so many Irish people
family.
And just then poor Jack. I was like, it would be good crack if they made the final just to make Sunday really exciting because like there's an English person around.
Do you know what? It's funny you say that because this win is a little bit bittersweet for me. This Argentinian win.
Mm.
Are you saying that you're supporting England?
I'm not saying I'm supporting England. However, part of me did want them to win.
Because there was a big old plan.
Exactly. So
Dave had this idea, right?
Working hard in the background of the last couple of days. Very, very rare. But sometimes when I get my head thinking of something.
And sometimes when something really motivates you, you know what I mean?
I can't stop thinking about it, right? So I went and I thought, what if we do this? What if Spain get to the final? And what if England get to the final? Why don't Spin 1038 rebrand as Spain 1038?
I'm sorry, everybody, but...
I did so much work into this. I even got a little bit of a demo made up for what the rebrand would sound like.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spain. Uno, o, tres, ocho.
Something stupid and simple like that. I ordered 50 quids worth of Spanish flags for the office.
Yeah.
Don't tell the boss.
On social media.
I got Andrew, who's our graphics designer guy, to change the logo and so it was the Spanish colours and it was like Spain 1038.
Yeah, there was little, like Spin's logo, so like iconic S-P-I-N, little A in the middle of that.
I even got onto the company that provides the details of the radio station names. So if you're in your car right now, look to your radio, you'll see it says Spin 1038. That was going to say Spain 1038. I had billboards potentially going to go up. I had one of those, the things on the telephone boxes going to go up for one day only, just for the match. I put in so much work and then it didn't happen. And part of me is absolutely buzzing that they didn't win it, that England didn't win it. But the other part of me is like, oh, I put in so much work for nothing.
It was such a good idea. Even your man who like does all the like the talky bits, like Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin, he did a whole voiceover session somewhere in America last night.
Yeah.
Rebranding like 10 Spin hits in a row to Spanish.
Yeah.
Everything was... Like, all that stuff
it
is there
been
now.
So good.
And we can't use it. So, in a way, I'm devastated as well.
It would have been
honest.
A lot of fun.
We were meant to launch this morning. Dave and I were practicing our Spanish the last few days.
Do you know what? I'm absolutely buzzing for Argentina, and I thought they deserved it. They were absolutely incredible. It was a fantastic match. That unbelievable goal from Enzo was ridiculous. That goal from Enzo was insane. He was trying it three times. I don't know how Pickford didn't spot him out. Mm. And then Martinez, I think it was the second goal. It was absolutely fantastic.
Can I just go home?
Yeah,
I know. Well, football's not coming home, so you might as well. Someone might as well go home. Do you know who else is coming home? The England team. Oh no, actually, they have to play for the bronze, don't they, this weekend?
They do. They have to play France.
Hey, we're looking ahead to Sunday. We have a World Cup final between Argentina and Spain. And if you cast your mind back to 5 weeks ago now, mad, we started the Fully Charged World Cup sweep where we assigned teams to so many people listening. And now we know what the crack is. There is big prizes to go on the overall winner. Cathy was assigned Argentina.
Olé, 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 olé. Martinez, Messi, yes. Go on Argentina.
Nikki was assigned Spain.
Espanol, 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 Espanol.
Honestly, that has been my, if that's a thing, that's been my voice note of the tournament.
I love
it's
that.
It's really funny.
Who do we have? Who do you have for the final?
Spain.
You have Spain?
I have to back them just because of family.
I want to say Argentina because if you're going to get knocked out the tournament, get knocked out by
it's
the
like
winners.
It's like the Czechia, Ireland thing all over again. I would like it to be Spain just purely for the Europe aspect of it.
Yeah.
But I think it could be Argentina.
Could be Argentina.
And I wouldn't mind seeing Messi do it again just to annoy Ronaldo.
All right, Callum, the dream is over.
Euro 2028, it's coming home.
Yeah, it's already home. It's in your country.
Yeah, but we haven't won the trophy yet.
Put the Spain 1038 idea back in the filing cabinet.
Yeah.
We'll do it for the Euros or something
back
in a few
in the
years
drawer.
As well.
The one time I do a bit of work.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup man's and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the girly quiz. Once a week for nearly 4 years, we've been playing this game with our Dave. And some days it really suits him. Some days it doesn't. We're educating people on the complicated, mystic creature that is The woman.
Woman.
The woman.
I feel like sometimes you decide whether they suit me this week or not.
Honestly,
before we
Dave,
make it, will we give them the win this week or not?
Dave, I swear, at this point, it's just about what questions we can come
that's
up with
why I think,
that are fresh.
That's why I think it's been so difficult lately.
Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. The days of what does Denier mean are long gone now.
Yeah, to be fair, I didn't
that's
know
just
that.
Because you're moving to advanced level. You started at pass level. You're at advanced now. You're doing the honours version. Dave has three questions that he must answer correctly in order to win the week. And so far this year, he's had 9 wins and 10 losses. So we'd love to get back to kind of a level playing field today.
I would. 10 all would be decent enough.
So on... The crack with this then is he's got two lifelines to help him along. One is a Simplify and the other is his phone a female. It's Cathy there this morning. Welcome. Hi,
morning, Cathy.
Cathy.
Now, you know what my question is, as it always is to my phone a female, where do your expertise lie when it comes to women? Is it health, beauty, fashion, body parts?
I'd say maybe health because I'm pregnant right now. I'm like kind of that side of things.
Well, congratulations. And how far along are you?
37 and a half weeks. So
don't know what
end.
That means. Are you nearly due?
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
And are you fantastic. Having the best time in this heat wave at 37 and a half weeks pregnant?
Oh, yes. Yeah, fan every day on.
No one is thinking about the pregnant ladies. One of the guys in work's wife is pregnant as well, and he's like, this heat wave is not suiting
helping.
Her
yeah.
at all.
No.
Okay, Cathy, serious respect for you for coming on and doing this. In your condition, stay on the line. We'll definitely be back to you. And just remember, the Girly Quiz, we do talk about topics that, you know, in, out, up, down when it comes to being a woman. So if there's little ears in the car, just keep your hand over the doll. But we should be grand. All right, Dave, question number one in the Girly Quiz this week. Barbie was named after the daughter of Ruth Handler, who was the co-founder of Mattel, who invented the doll. She invented it back in 1959.
I wanted to say Mattel. Mm. I knew the answer was Mattel, but it's not the question.
So Ruth designed the doll, but okay. She was named after her daughter. What was the daughter's first name that Barbie was named after?
Ah, surely it's Barbara. It has to be Barbara. Barbie. Barry. Barnaby.
Barnaby.
Barrett. It's got to be Barbara. Barb. Barb. I'm going to go for it because if it's wrong, then it's just one of them Girly Quiz where you're setting me up. You've decided before the game, do you know what? Let's mess with him here because he's guaranteed to say Barbara.
I need to hear those words, please.
Barbara. Final answer.
Yes. Well done.
Woo. Thank you so much.
Was
I love
that
you so much.
Easy? I didn't realize that was that easy.
Well, just because Barb.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Barb, oh, my
Barbara.
God.
Okay.
Is that what Nicki Minaj's real name is?
No.
No?
Imagine that's, they all, Nicki Minaj.
All her fans are called Barbs.
That's so funny. Imagine if her name was Barbara. It would make her
funny.
So much less cool.
Yeah, it would.
And actually, I don't find her that cool
anymore.
She's
not that cool.
No, she's not that cool. Hasn't been for a long time, in my opinion. Okay, will we crack on to question number two then?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, good.
You still have your phone a female standing by and standing by as well. Or sorry, you also have your 50-50. We shall crack in to question number two.
All right.
Dave, if I was to go and buy something from Choopy, what would I be getting? Choopy.
Choopy.
I can spell it for you. It's C-H-U-P-I.
C-H-U-P-I. Choopy. Choopy chup. Like a...
I knew that was going to come up. I just knew it.
Choopy. Choopy. I'm trying to think. It must be... It mustn't be in like an English name. Choopy. What would Choopy be?
Okay. You can buy Choopy like in store here in Dublin.
Yes.
Correct, Callum?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Choopy. It does sound like something sweet, like a chupa chupa, which makes me think, obviously it's not something sweet, but I mean it could be like a lip, but not lipstick, but what do you call them?
Like a gloss or something?
Yeah, like a lip gloss type vibe.
Or chapstick.
Yeah, choopy stick, choop stick. Chup. I'm just saying it over and over again, hoping something comes to my head. Choopy. Choopy. No, nothing's coming to my head. Do you think Cathy would know this?
I would say Cathy has had enough time of you saying Choopy to Google it. That would be my guess.
Cathy, if I come to you and you haven't Googled this, I swear to God.
I would say you've been
saying
it.
But let me decide for 10 seconds whether I should go to Cathy. Should I simplify or shall I go to Kathy? Who knows? All right, Kathy, you ready? Okay, let's call in Kathy.
Interesting.
Kathy, good morning. I'm really hoping you know the answer to this. What's choopy?
I'm hoping I do too now at this point.
Go on, what's choopy?
I think it's like a jeweler's. I think I came across it online on Instagram or something before.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it's like a jewellery place.
Do you remember,
did you genuinely not Google that?
Do you remember, Kathy, when we were saying...
No, I think I heard that before.
Do you remember when we were just saying there, just about 10 seconds ago, we were like, hope you don't Google it there, Kathy. That was your hint to Google the feckin' thing.
Yeah, I know. But I definitely remember seeing some Instagrammer saying about it. It was a jeweller's or something for rings and stuff like that. And that, yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, maybe I don't need to, like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
But I mean, you could have Googled it.
Yeah, just to be certain. But your luck, game.
She's an honest woman.
This is not a game. This is a way of life for me, Kathy. Yeah, I've no way out of it. But I'm hoping you're right. And I'm hoping you have earned yourself that Just Eat voucher. Choopy. What's the question again?
If I was to buy something from Choopy, what would I be getting?
Jewellery. Final answer. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yes.
She didn't need Google.
Well done.
She didn't need Google. Amazing. Kathy, thank you so much. You have properly earned that €50 Just Eat voucher, and I hope, yay, you have a fantastic baby.
Fantastic baby. What are you going to order for yourself when you're 37 and a half weeks pregnant? What's on your mind?
Everyone always says spicy curries are a good idea.
Oh,
so.
Yes. Yeah. Are you craving anything, Kathy? No?
Pizza every day, basically.
Great. Well, listen, that's my life. Absolutely. Yeah. Life. Kathy, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, cheers, done, Kathy. Bye. Best luck in the next while. Bye-bye. Okay, we're cracking into question number three. Dave is still got his Simplify if he needs it.
Just for you there, Choopy is an Irish company. It's founded by the woman Choopy Sweetman.
Ah.
Yeah.
Choopy engagement rings in Dublin. Okay, very good. I never heard of this.
Just in the Powers Court Centre, I think.
Yeah, I can see it. Interesting.
Okay, guys, here we go with question number three. Dave, please name three common problems associated with pubic hair shaving in women.
Okay.
So three common problems associated with pubic hair shaving in women. That is your final question this morning.
Okay. I don't know.
Really?
I'm trying to think about... I'd imagine it's not very different for men and women.
Mm. Well, men don't tend to shave their pubic
really
hair
shave
as much,
it, shave
do they?
It, but we do trim it. Like,
I
do you
suppose,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to say itching, number one.
Okay, you're locking in itching.
I'm going to say potentially a rash for number two. And I would say chafing, but I don't know if that's correct. So I'm going to give you another one, which could be heat or something. I don't know. But do you know what? I do have my Simplify, so I'm gonna simplify it.
Okay. So the question is...
Please enter Simplify mode.
Based on the nature of the question, we're going to do this for your Simplify.
Yes.
Instead of naming three common problems associated with pubic hair shaving in women...
Just one.
Two. Please name two common problems.
Okay.
I think you're going to...
You know the little bumps? That is an answer. Even though you only need two, I'm going to give you three. The little bumps can be sore. There's a potential for a rash, and it's also itchy. There's three answers.
Is that your final answer, Dave?
That is my final answer for 10 all. Oh my God.
10 wins, 10 losses in 2026.
How did I do on that last question?
You did really well. So some of the things that you kind of like, you explained them without saying their scientific name, but that's absolutely grand. I think what you were saying in terms of the bumps is called folliculitis. I can't even say it myself, so the follicles. You said itching. You said razor burn, which could be kind of a rashy thing.
I didn't say razor burn, but I did say rash, yes.
So yeah, in or around. Micro cuts, obviously pretty.
Ah, cuts are a good one, yeah.
And then the one that I thought was quite obvious that you did to come to you, which is fine, is ingrown hairs.
Oh, it wouldn't be obvious to me at all.
They can be
Why
quite
would
sore.
Be ingrown if you're shaving it, like?
Just so, for example, you know the way if you shave. So, for example, if you're shaving your pubic region, right, you're meant to like shave with the hair, I think,
yeah,
rather
shave
than
down,
against
isn't it?
It.
Yeah.
But if you do, for some reason, because it's kind of awkward,
it can go in.
It can just irritate it, and sometimes it can cause an ingrown hair.
Sore.
And then the other one that is more tough would be hyperpigmentation. So it can just kind of dye the area a little bit,
right,
a different color. So there
okay.
you go. Well done.
Listen, as a man, can I just say thank you to women. Fair play to you for doing that.
Why?
It's just for going through that.
All right,
that's
okay.
rough.
Yeah,
that
totally,
is rough.
Yeah. Oh, natural. Also
I shaved it once and it was horrible.
Did you?
Yeah, awful.
All.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know why. I thought that's what you were meant to do. I was young.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, wasn't fun. So fair play for
you.
Can
we ever shave?
I don't want to know the answer.
Yeah,
to that.
I'm not going to reveal that.
So yesterday morning we were telling you that we moved to this new studio a few weeks ago. It's really lovely in here and all the rest, but whatever about that. The phone line system that we use to ring you, to get you on the show and get you on the Tricky 10, all those, yeah, to make phone calls, basically.
It's very modern.
It's very modern altogether. So you know the sound of a standard ring, right? Grand.
Ever since we've talked about this, all I think of when I hear that ring is boring.
Boring, so boring. It's been around since it feels like the beginning of time. But we realise there's like a glitch in the system. Not really a glitch
in
the system.
It's not a glitch, it's a feature.
And it's an opportunity where you can amend that and make that sound like whatever you want
it's
it to sound like while you are ringing someone. Callum?
The really fun, nerdy, flaving fact for you, those rings aren't real to anybody. Any rings that you hear are added in by your phone company.
Yeah.
They don't exist.
That makes no sense. They're there when you hear them.
Yes.
What do you mean they don't exist?
They're manufactured.
So, right.
Like if I drop a pen, that makes a noise. That's real.
Yeah.
Those rings, someone has created
those. So you ringing someone doesn't actually make a noise?
No.
It's just silence.
Yeah.
And the phone company add in the ring to what? Keep you there?
Yeah. To make sure you know that
it's going through.
Yeah. That it's trying, maybe. Yeah. Isn't
that's
that interesting?
Crazy. Yeah.
So what we did was we decided to spice it up and try and just make things a little bit more interesting and put this to a poll and a vote. We were asking yesterday if there's like a song or a sound or something that you find enjoyable or something funny that we could replace the rings with when you hear them on the show. So I had an idea to bring forward the sound of goats because I've been watching a lot of Clarkson's Farm and the goats are so funny. And this was my idea for our new ringtone, but potentially get annoying after a while. So, yeah, that was my idea. Dave had an idea to do something on Mario, right? Didn't you?
Indeed, yeah.
But look, we've been having this up on our Instagram poll over the last 24 hours for you to kind of have your say on what you think is best. So we had goats, we had Mario, we had Michelle wanted the old school Skype sound, and Josh fancied himself a Trump sound, his bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
I thought that was hilarious. It was such a bizarre one, but as Trump, she was going bing bong, bong, bing, 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 bong.
Callum, you have the results for us.
The results are in. They have been counted and verified. Thank you for voting on Instagram for the last 24 hours. The vote is very tight.
Is it?
There's only 1% in the winning vote.
Oh my God.
1%?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The winner got 33%. The second place got 32%.
Wow.
Yeah. But in fourth place with 12%, it's unfortunately this.
Okay. Do you know what?
Fair.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We move on from the goat stream.
We go to third place with 23%. So a good 11 points up. It's this.
The Skype chat. I thought that would do really well.
That was Michelle who listens to the show, her ideas, because it's really calming,
but
isn't
I do,
it?
I hate the fact of other radio stations listening into us go, the boys on Spin used to use Skype to call people.
Skype doesn't even exist anymore.
No, exactly.
It's dead. So...
Dave and Trump.
Dave and the Mario noise and John
with
and
Trump
going bing bong, bing bong. With 32% and in second place, just missing out, it's this.
That's not going to be our ring call
sound. That's not going to be the ring call.
Which means...
With 33% of the vote...
Every time we make a phone call on this show and you hear it, this is what you're going to hear.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong.
Why does that bring me so much joy?
How quickly until everyone turns off.
That is so funny.
The thought of doing
the shortest quiz on a Friday, which is what we do, where we bring a load of people around and ask them short questions and get short answers on Season of Passes. There's so many rings in that game. That is going to get insanely annoying.
So from here on out, just to be clear, this is gone. And this is in.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bong, bong. I love this show.
Bing, bing, bong.
Lads,
bong,
I don't know
bing,
how
bing,
I feel, but hey, we've done it now. Bing, we've bong, made our bed bing, bing, and we're going forward.
Do you know what I can't wait for? Fiona Frawley to come back in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And we're supposed to ring someone that's going to go bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. And she's going to go, what the hell is happening?
What's going on? I love it.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Master the midweek top-up shop with groceries delivered in as little as 20 minutes on Just Eat.
Here's hoping we don't have to ever make like a serious call on the show. Do you know what I mean? Like we have to like call an orphanage or something. Do you know what I mean?
In what world? Okay, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. I'm enjoying it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun in this next chapter of Fully Charged.
I can't wait to do those competitions where you have to answer the phone with a secret phrase or something.
Yes. Tricky. Right now, though, our second game of the Tricky 10. We play twice a day for €2,000. And it is Keen on to play this time around. How are you?
All good now. How are you?
Yeah, grand. How's your morning going? What are you doing?
I'm literally just on the way to work. So I just pulled over there and I'm ready to go.
Very good. You start late then. What do you do for work?
Well, actually, I have a doctor's appointment first. So I'm just going there. Fair enough.
And what do you do for work?
I'm just labouring for the summer.
Okay. You're not just... I'm sorry now.
Go on, do it, Emma.
Keen, I'm sorry now, but you don't say I'm just something. You say I'm a labourer for the summer. Okay? And you say that with pride.
Emma's saying that you have to have pride in your work. Because whenever someone comes on and they say, oh, I'm just a clerical officer, or oh, I'm just a nurse, or I'm just a lawyer, she goes mad. So Keen, have pride in your work, you're a labourer. What are you working on at the moment? Any buildings going up?
We're revamping a house for a friend right
Very
now.
Very cool, Keen.
Nice one. And sorry, you said you're in college, are you?
Yeah.
What are you studying?
International business.
Good man. Brilliant, Very good. Keen. What college are you in?
DCU.
Very good. Nice to have the opportunity to get a bit of work in over the summer.
Very cool, Keen. All right, and when you play the Tricky 10 in the car, how do you get on? I know it's probably a mixed bag for you, but what's the highest score you ever got?
Man, I've only been listening for like the past 3 days. So.
Really? Have you never listened to us before?
Oh, I have, but just not Tricky 10. Like.
Okay,
well,
interesting.
Welcome, Keen. I feel like you're being nice and you actually have never listened to us before 3 days ago, and that's fine. Welcome.
All right, Keen. Welcome to the Tricky 10 and welcome to Fully Charged. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. So if one answer is 1, that 1 won't pop up anywhere else. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 Ryanair voucher, and if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Now currently on top of the leaderboard is Sylvia. She scored 6 in 55 seconds yesterday, so the very best of luck, Keen. We are rooting for you.
Thank you.
Alright, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, big deep breath, start the clock. The American Emergency Service phone number starts with what number?
9.
In Pat Short's Jumbo Breakfast Roll song, how many eggs does he want in his roll?
2.
28 divided by what number makes 4?
7.
Kim Kardashian has been married how many times?
3.
If you worked a 9 to 5, how many hours would you be in work for?
8.
How many letters are there in the word buzzer?
6.
England scored how many goals against Argentina last night in the World Cup?
1.
How many years are there in a decade?
10.
How many films are there in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean series?
4.
And take that, Mark Owen had a solo single called What Minute Warning?
5.
Stop the clock.
Alright, Keen, how do you think you got on?
I actually don't know, to be honest.
You don't know? If you were to give it any sort of guess, what would you say?
Maybe like 5.
5? Okay, would you be happy with 5?
Yeah. Nah, because I wouldn't top the leaderboard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in order to top the leaderboard, you need a score of 6 in less than 55 seconds or more than 6. So let's find out how Keen got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh my God. Now, Keen, that was the closest we have had in a very, very, very long time. And you're going to kick yourself when you realise what happened to you there.
It's unbelievable what happened, Keane. You got the first 8 questions correct and then the last 2 wrong. So, out of curiosity, did you have the numbers 1 to 10 written down and were you ticking them off?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
you
clever.
You mixed up the last 2.
You mixed up the last 2, unfortunately. So, how many films are there in Disney's Pirates? Pirates of the Caribbean, there's 5 instead of 4. And take that, Mark Owen had a solo single called 4 Minute Warning, you not just, 5.
I could tell when you said 4 for, you know, the second last warning. I was like, that's the flaw of writing it down.
Do we have a clip of that song?
Not the most successful song.
No, I don't know. So much so that the quality is so bad. It sounds like you recorded it when you were in the Aviva, Callum.
You didn't even do it in the Aviva. No, it was that song is from like the early noughties.
Oh my God, okay. Keane, that was so good. The first eight, I thought we were giving away 2 grand
so
on
did
the
I.
spot. Well, listen, you haven't won your 2 grand, but you have topped the leaderboard. You scored a score of 8 in 50 seconds well exactly. Done. All right, that is pretty, that's really, really good. So, the best of luck for the rest of the week, Keane.
Thank you. See
cheers,
you
man.
There.
Talk
good
to
luck,
later.
Keane.
Bye.
Epic score there from Keane. I thought it was gone.
Fair play to him.
If you want to play tomorrow, look, it's doable. Could have won 2 grand there if those last 2 questions didn't catch him and he didn't mix them up. If you want to play tomorrow, it's tricky. In a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Go on.
Did you see a lot of people went to the Odyssey last night? It's in cinemas later this week, Friday. But a lot of people obviously got the preview screening yesterday.
I saw that a lot of people went to this. Some people were at it yesterday. I'm like, what are you doing? You're missing the match.
Yeah, true. There must be maybe an early afternoon I saw people at. But it's the latest film from Oscar-winning director Sir Christopher Nolan. It's got huge praise and there's huge excitement about it, I suppose. His first film since Oppenheimer, that won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Telegraph calling this film of the year. Metro said it would change cinema forever. Oh. And the Times described it as a masterpiece in every way. It's a huge cast as well. Matt Damon's in it, as are Zendaya and Tom Holland. Robert Pattinson, Anne Hathaway, we could keep going. It's got a massive cast.
But did you see the whole thing about the fact that it's in like, it's in that thing that Christopher Nolan does in the IMAX?
Yeah.
Where what
it's like,
that mean?
So many people don't have IMAX screens. Like, I think there's only 2 in Ireland. So, like, it makes it bigger. Like, the screen is much bigger. But there's only 2 of them in Ireland. So, most people aren't watching the movie the way it was meant to be filmed, the way it was meant to be watched.
Gotcha. It was shot in 70mm IMAX, which there are actually no 70mm IMAX screens in Ireland. There's digital IMAX, which are the 2 that you're on about,
yeah.
But this is film. So the closest one is London.
But someone had a good point where it was like, that's just bad for art. Like,
yeah.
Why is he doing that? Just film the bloody thing.
Yeah, exactly. So that people can enjoy it in 3 years' time on their telly as
it's
well.
It's in the regular cinema as well, but yeah, it's not when you watch it in the regular cinema. Not how the director envisaged it. It's like, yeah.
It's so funny. I'm such a not movie nerd that even though Metro were saying it could change cinema forever, it's 2 hours and 52 minutes long, so it's too long for me.
That's nuts.
I wouldn't be able to sit through
To be fair, I did watch Avatar.
Well, that's true. With that in mind, I'd like to play a little game with you this morning, Dave. 700 ages of, is this movie longer or shorter than The Odyssey?
Oh, so I love this.
The Odyssey is 172 minutes or 2 hours and 52 minutes.
2 hours and 52 minutes.
Yes.
It's mad. You'll be in the cinema with the adverts and the trailers for over 3 hours.
Yeah, it's a long time to be there. Although it wouldn't bother you. You often do double bills, Callum, yeah?
Yeah, but I take a little break in between.
That's true, yeah. So, funny that you mentioned Avengers because that's the first
one
I have.
I mentioned Avatar.
Oh, okay, interesting. Well, is Avengers Endgame longer or shorter than The Odyssey?
Avengers Endgame, I think, is 2 hours 40, but it might be 3 hours 5.
Nerd.
I think Avengers Endgame is shorter than Odyssey.
It's actually longer.
No!
3 hours and 1 minute.
Damn it, that was so close.
181 minutes in total. So Avengers Endgame, 3 hours and 1 minute long. Back to my kind of movie now. Is Sex and the City 1, the movie, longer or shorter than Avengers Endgame?
I'm going to say it's much shorter than Avengers Endgame.
Well, that's correct, sir. It's 2 hours and 25 minutes. That's long
still for me.
Pretty long.
2 hours what?
2 hours 25 minutes.
To sit through Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Murders get less.
Dave. Toy Story 5 currently showing in cinemas. Toy Story 5 longer or shorter than Sex and the City 1?
I only said this to Pippa the other day. We were watching Toy Story 4 and I said, fair play to Disney because they've only made it like 90 minutes long.
Mm.
That's, and you never see movies like that anymore because it's for kids, so it's much shorter.
Okay, it is shorter, but it's actually not as short as you think. This one is 1 hour and 42 minutes.
Okay, still not too bad. Yep. When do you get that anymore?
I could handle that. So it's Toy Story, 1 hour and 42 minutes long. Another one of my movies. The longest Bridget Jones movie in its franchise was released last year. Now, they were always quite short, those movies. It's called Mad About the Boy, but was it longer or shorter than Toy Story 5?
Mad About the Boy? I've never heard of this Bridget Jones movie. Is this the one with the hot fella?
Yeah.
All meant to be, aren't they?
Yeah, but no, I suppose the young hot fella, the young English fella.
You know,
yeah, they're all young and hot and English, aren't they?
It's when she kind of was acting as a bit of a cougar. Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember his name, but I would say, give me the question again.
So is Mad About the Boy from Bridget Jones longer or shorter than Toy Story 5?
I'd say Mad About the Boy is longer than Toy Story 5.
It is. Yes. Well done. And finally, The Devil Wears Prada 2, one of the highest grossing movies of 2026. Longer or shorter than Bridget Jones and Mad About the Boy?
I would say that one is longer.
It's actually shorter.
No way.
An hour 59. Honourable mentions. You mentioned Avatar, The Way of the Water from 2022. 3 hours, 12 minutes.
Oh.
Oppenheimer was 3 hours. The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King from 2003 was 3 hours 21 minutes, but they did an extended version of over 4 hours and 11 minutes.
For
would
nerds.
Would you be arsed?
Like Callum.
And then the
and to be fair, if I was into it, I'd so be into that.
Final honourable mention to the longest film narrative film is the 2019 Bengali movie Amra Eka Cinema Banabo, which is 21 hours and 5 minutes long.
That's ridiculous.
If you could be arsed.
Stop it.
And all this week, we are teaming up with three because we want to give you the prize of a lifetime. Tickets for you and a friend to go to Electric Picnic and so much more. Do you know what I'm loving as well? A friend of mine, Megan, her friend's mom is 60 this year and has never been to a music festival. And it's always been her dream. So my friend's friend's mom is going with all the girls.
That's cute.
So they're all going off. Isn't that so lovely? That's, and you know, they'll all be looked after really well.
I remember when we first started this show, you were talking about your mom going to a festival with you, and she was like buying you the coffees and
yeah, in the morning being like, good morning, Peck, get that tea into you. Yeah, I was like, this savage is the way to do it.
It's a good show to bring your mom to a festival. Mm-hmm. Over the next few weeks, three are going to be hiding some of their Money Can't Buy Electric Picnic golden tickets online for you to win. But we want to get you sorted with the very first one, the prize. Unbelievable, like we said, 2 weekend passes for EP with your very own luxury TP, side of stage views for an artist of your choice. All the benefits, obviously, that three customers normally get, like access to the three charge and chill lounge, loads of festival merch, spending money, as well as tickets to 12 gigs of your choice at Dublin's Three Arena after.
It's unbelievable. It's a crazy old prize, isn't it?
It is.
We played you a little clip of a song and we skipped part of it. You've been trying to identify the missing words from that song. Katie is on to give the slash this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. What do you have for the day, Katie?
I'm in work.
Oh, what boo. Do you do?
I work in a chemist.
Ah,
good for you.
Good.
And are you dying to get to Electric Picnic?
Yeah. We tried to get tickets, but they were all sold out.
Oh, they went so fast, didn't they?
Yeah, so quick.
And is there anyone in particular that you'd be particularly dying to see at the festival?
Everyone.
Yeah, okay. Very good. So look, what happened here was you heard that clip and we skipped a little part of it. You were getting in touch with your answer. This is the clip that you heard.
All right, Katie, you know the answer. What four words are we missing out of that song?
I Let You Down.
Let's just have a check and see if you're right. Yay. Well, congratulations, Katie. So you've won that €100 and you're in the draw to win that massive EP golden ticket, all thanks to three.
Absolutely. So, Katie, because you've won that €100, you are in the draw. So, on Friday morning, just after 10 o'clock, a girl named Leanne Hannafin will be making the lucky call back. She is absolutely lovely. If it's Leanne that calls you, you need to answer your phone with this phrase. So, make sure and write this down.
Okay. It's skip to the best bit. You have to say that exactly.
No hellos or anything like that, Katie. It has to be. You have to pick up the phone and go skip to the best bit. If you say hello, we have to hang up. Okay, does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Okay, so if you get a call tomorrow after 10 and your phone doesn't normally be ringing, it's very likely Leanne, okay? Yeah.
So what are you answering with, Katie?
Skip to the best bit.
That's the one, Katie. I love it. All right, the best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
See you later. Katie. It's so fun that someone's going to win this tomorrow.
I do enjoy it, but also I'm like, they have to remember to do that line.
I know, and I think I'm glad to have a day off for making calls like that, because Leanne definitely will ring a few people who won't say that.
Now, here's my question to you, Callum. Are you going to be with Leanne while she makes the call?
I am going to be.
Are you supervising, are you?
I was going to say, as I know Leanne as a presenter, she would just be like, oh no, go on, say the phrase you were meant to say.
I know.
Whereas Callum will just go, boop,
no,
hang up.
Fair is fair, I suppose, as well.
We've told you for the week, and it's only five words, Now, it is tricky because yesterday you were like, don't say skip to the good bit because it's not the good bit.
It's skip to the best bit.
Skip to the best bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what you have to say. Oh, poor Leanne. She's going to go through it tomorrow and understand that absolute pain.
We do it all the time.
She has to work with me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of going, no.
Nah, rules are rules, in fairness.
There's still a few more chances to qualify there. Yeah, not money. That was our last chance.
Yeah. Oh, really? That is done?
Yeah.
Michaela has chances though, right?
And Steve K as well later on today.
Steve K doesn't have, but Michaela has two chances.
Just Michaela.
Oh, grand. Okay, cool. But make sure to stick with Michaela then, eh? She's on the way in the next few minutes if you want to go to Electric Picnic with all those trimmings, all with thanks to Three.
Ridiculous price. Right. So cool. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.